All right. So thank you for all those beautiful insights around our meditation to set the energy for our quarterly planning call today. Let me see. Announcements. My big announcement is go look for announcements in Slack. Hopefully you're all in Slack. If you're not in Slack yet, get into Slack, right? Because that's where all our communications and on-the-spot communications with you are. So lots there for you. Remember, if you're still, I mean, we're all still new to it. So it's fine to, Jonathan, I know you were doing this, but yesterday was it like kind of looking around and seeing what's there, right? You were doing it to a point, right? For a reason, but it's nice to look around and see what's there, right? So that very first announcement that we put in the announcements channel gives you some structural things that help you out, for instance. So all our announcements will be there on the spot. You have the calendar that syncs with your Google Calendar. So many things that we are up-leveling for you to serve you the best way we know how. As you all know by now, it's our biggest up-leveling in our community since it began in 2010 when Marie arrived, right? It was 2010. We started working together. Biggest up-leveling ever. Biggest up-leveling since the company began in 2007. So we're rolling it out in piece by piece to you. If you have a question or you're not certain about something, remember that will unfold for you. We'll probably come back around again and things will become much more familiar. It's kind of like when you first learn to drive a car, if you drive a standard, it seems like there's so many moving parts. And then afterwards, you're not even paying attention to the driving itself. You're looking at the scenery, right? So just like that, lots of moving parts to help you. They're all meant to serve and support you, like implementation week. So we won't usually have a training call on our implementation week. So this is an exception this month. I won't be doing a training call, let me correct. It's going to be Yvonne and Marie that you get to connect with. And these amazing women, I have received help from them so many countless times about my own story. I can't even tell you, over many, many, many years. You want to tap into their genius. Implementation week is a time to tap into their genius in ways that we've outlined before and that you'll see in Slack. So implementation week, it's time to reach out to them, reach out to each other. Any calls that you miss, you can catch up and so on. And so this will be, we'll have this happening in full force in July. But this is implementation week. We do have an exception. We have a training call today with me, but no office hours tomorrow. Because it's implementation week, this is your chance to go and do. I think that's it for announcements. Yvonne, is there anything that they need to know that actually there is one thing I want to mention. We are moving it, don't worry, it will be in announcements, it will be in on your Google Calendar, but I will mention it here briefly so that you can fix this on your calendars. We had our, let me see, our sales as story part two was originally scheduled for July 21st. And we needed to change that to July 19th. So Tuesday, July 19th. It's probably already changed on your calendar. There will be an announcement about it, but just so that you can correct that. Sometimes stuff like that's going to happen. We're doing our best to make sure things are announced as clearly as we can, but you guys all know there's a lot of moving parts in my life right now. This weekend, I leave tomorrow to go be in my parents' home that they bought when I was two for the last time in my life. I will shut the door on Monday. And so lots of moving parts. We're doing our best to serve you with lots of moving parts going on. So be patient with us and please be patient with me too over these next few days. If you need to reach out to me. If you don't see me for a little while, I'll be back in Calgary again on Tuesday. So just wanted to let you know that that's going on and I'm serving, supporting relatives and friends in Edmonton and a whole bunch going on. Yvonne, did I miss anything in terms of announcements that they really need to know that won't be posted in Slack? Good to go.
I just wanted, the session that Michelle was just talking about that shifted from the 21st to the 19th is already updated on the Google Calendar. You don't have to do anything as long as you check it off on your calendar, then it should show up on that Tuesday.
I'm so glad we have that. We've never had that before. And it just should be so much easier. It's so much in real time for you. We're just always doing our best to give you the best. And as you know, things shift and change to give you the best that we can. And there was one more piece actually. Again, it'll be an announcement in Slack, but Monday we usually have our Q&A call now. Usually we just began this, but it's July 4th. Many of you are from the US, so we moved it for you Because you're probably off doing stuff. I know not everybody, but many, many of you. So we moved it, I believe, to Wednesday, and that's already on your calendars, and it'll be in Slack as well, just so that you can gain access to that, all right? Just to serve and support you guys. We move that for you. That helps me too, actually, because I'll be in Edmonton. I was going to do it from Edmonton, but it's really, it was changed for you guys. All right, let me see. I would love to hear a couple of wins. Who has a win they'd like to share? Let's hear from one or two of you. You guys have been rocking and rolling it. I'm so proud of the things that you're doing, the shifts that you're making, the growth that's happening, the what you're doing for your company and your lives. I just really, you guys, so happy to see what you're up to. So who has, remember, wins can be small or big. It can be like, I got here. It can be that I actually breathed during the meditation. Sometimes we wait for the grandiose wins and then we don't think we have one. And then we wait for the universe to give us another win, but we're not even seeing the ones that are in front of us. So it can be as large, you think large, or as small, you think small, as you want, right? Who has a win to share? Marie, thank you.
I might cry. So I hosted a 5-day writing retreat here about 2 weeks ago now, which is amazing all by itself. That's a whole other win. But what I'm celebrating is how after the retreat, one of the people in the retreat called me up with all the things she hated about the retreat. And I held space for that because I could really feel her suffering. And what I was able to do, which I had no idea I had the capacity for, was send her loving kindness back. And out of that, we're shaping a new relationship that I think is going to be, it has a possibility to transform her relationship with herself and her trauma. And I had no idea I had that capacity. And I am just so in awe of what the result of all the meditation practice and everything I've done is. It's like I got a chance by offering something higher level to meet myself at who I am now. It's just astounding.
Marie, this is so beautiful. Can you hear the phenomenal work that Marie has done through many years about empowering stories? Because many other people would meet this in a very different way, right? And many other people would meet this and say the words that she just said, but not really mean them. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, easy to give lip service to. Could you see how much that was owned by Marie? Freaking phenomenal. Thank you, Marie. Thank you. And, you know, that is part of the entrepreneurial journey. We need, and it's going to be what I'm going to talk about first as we get to the quarterly planning. We want to find ways to create those empowering stories around everything we do. We want to be able to transform, to transmute the ones that seem to, that could easily take us out into ones that empower us. Marie just gave us the most beautiful demonstration of that. And some of you, probably most of you have heard this before, but hear it in this context. It was one of our alumni, we say that there's, once we begin and we put that, you put your investment in after, what is it? Whatever the paperwork says, after the first 2 weeks, there's no refunds. We say that so that you keep going forward. And one of our alumni, at one point, she's about halfway through her then year long journey. And she was so angry with me. And she said, Michelle, you tricked me. Even it was like, you tricked me. Angry, but she would have got her money back if she could have. Well, we got onto a call. And less than a month later, she said, Michelle, I've been working with the best trainers on the planet for 40 years. Like, she'd worked with the best of the best for decades. She said, you're the best of them all. I'm like, I'm not saying that out of ego. It has nothing, you get that, it has nothing to do with me. It was her journey. And that's part of, like, it's building resilience as entrepreneurs, like holding space for people, no matter what. Holding space for people, part of their journey. And Marie, I'm so proud of you. Beautifully done. There's another, and one last thing is, so Heidi, another person who, because like some on our journeys, we bump into stuff, right? So I want to let you, it's okay. If you bump into something, we'll talk, right? So, but another client who bumped into stuff and was really, really upset. And I just heard from her recently. This was somebody I worked with many, many years ago. And it's like, everything I've done, Michelle, has to do with the community and with you and everything the team did. And I would never have done any of this without you. And I'm so grateful. And it was just like effusive. And but we and sometimes that's going to happen, and we don't know what's going to happen with that particular person's journey. But Marie, you showed that so beautifully, because in the moment it doesn't always feel like that. In the moment we bump into stuff, and what Marie, you know, we don't know where it's going after that, right? At that moment when that client was really, really upset with me, that's just where she was. But I knew she was moving through things, right? So Marie, thank you for that. What a beautiful win, and showing us all. And it's going to be foundational between what Heidi said about, do you love it? And watching what Marie did with that win will give us the perfect foundation for quarterly planning. I love, love, love this. Thank you. Heidi.
I just wanted to respond to what Marie said. I just quantum leaped from what you just said, Marie, because part of you held space for this other person, you also held space for yourself. That you didn't leap into, oh, I screwed up my retreat. What did I do? You were like, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, no. This is for her to work through. This is her journey. And you stayed grounded and aligned with what is. And I know I have work in that. And watching you knock it out of the park, holding space for you while holding space for her. Oh, magnificent. Thank you.
So good. So good. Thank you for that beautiful share, Marie. Thank you for articulating that, Heidi, so beautifully. Yeah, that's so much to learn in this. I mean, if we didn't do anything more about quarterly planning, but you just brought what you heard into your next quarter, light years ahead of the vast majority of what's happening with the vast majority of people out there. So beautifully done. Thank you so, so much. And also, this is a beautiful prefiguring of what we'll do, because in July, we're doing a lot of stage two work with and for you, right? Stage two is actually step into my big self and offer that thing that is mine to offer so I can help and serve people and so on, right? And when we walk into a call with somebody where they could potentially do our work, where we think we could help them, that capacity that Marie just showed and Heidi just underlined is infinitely outdoes any technique, any strategy, anything like that. That capacity trumps all. And then I'll teach you much more as well that will help and serve you throughout July. But think of Marie taking that same capacity onto stage, into a strategy session, into everywhere she goes, and what completely different life, completely different company, living like a life and a company in deep integrity for the highest good of all. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. And yes, Jonathan, I see you. And you are muted.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to mention a win that I feel I had. It's not professionally based or anything, but last night I had dinner with some good friends that I've known for about 30 years. A couple, the fellow who used to be my brother-in-law, he was my first wife's brother, and we were very, very close and still maintain a great relationship over the years. And
can I just even pause you there, Jonathan? Not because, like, because I love what you said. Did you all hear the win in that? It was just in brackets. He's just getting over to the win. Well, like, who does that, right? Did y'all hear what he just said, who that person is in his life? You know, already speaking volumes about you and how you're living in your life and that itself. I didn't want to gloss over that win. So beautiful. Thank you, Jonathan.
Keep going. Yeah. So we've been close over the years and various times through my life. They've offered to help me out professionally with their graphic designers and web designers, and they have their own small business. So obviously there's a lot of stuff they can help me with as far as just learning from their experience. And there's a lot of benefits that we can share with each other. So anyway, I got in touch with him earlier this week and we arranged to have dinner last night. And he mentioned yesterday that he'd forgotten to talk to me about it before, but his wife recently was diagnosed with cancer and had a double mastectomy in January. And so I went over there, you know, shocked, because this was very fresh news for me, right? I was really kind of nervous about you know, how was she going to be? Was it comfortable for her to have me in the house and us to, you know, have an enjoyable evening, hopefully? And, you know, and would I stumble on some words and say things were inappropriate? I was a little nervous about it, clearly, right? And I was so thrilled that when I rang the doorbell, you know, she showed up. She looked fantastic, absolute hugs, and lots of well wishes. And we had, honestly, one of the best nights catching up that I can remember. I mean, it was, and she really sincerely looked fantastic. Mm. You know, my brother-in-law, Dan, had mentioned, well, so her hair is short, and her hair looked fantastic. I was like, you should keep it that length. It looks amazing, you know, just growing back in. But it looked absolutely lovely. She looked prettier than I could, you know, ever remember her looking. She's always been a beautiful, beautiful woman. But it was so nice to be able to just fully be engaged in that loving friendship, mm-hmm. and being able to share things deeply with people that I've known for a long time, but haven't seen in person since the pandemic, so for 2.5 years, and be able to share all sorts of different things that have been going on in life, you know, over the span, looking back over the span of 30 years, and, you know, reconnect in such a very genuine way. And looking, each of us are mutually looking to help each other out with, you know, both professionally and socially, and you know, in a very loving, meaningful way. And it was just such a great night. I just wanted to share that.
Jonathan, so beautiful. I'm so happy for you and so happy for her, so happy for this connection. And do you know, I think what a beautiful model, not only for our friendships and relationships in our lives, but for our companies. I mean, isn't that what we want? We want to be able to connect with real people. We want to be able to have real connections. We want to be able to share our lives. Like, to me, when that is our lives, business grows out of that. Our companies grow out of that. What if we can just live there more and more and more? And so that's a fantastic, Jonathan. I got to say too, you said that was one of the best, you know, ever, and you hadn't seen them in so long. But also, I got to say, you know, with your decision for July, uh-huh. I got to name that other win, you know, that you're actually moving into your own company. Can I give them the date?
Yeah, sure,
yeah, right. Stays in here.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
It's okay, right? Absolutely. Don't announce it already. It's because he hasn't announced it yet, right? July 15th, right?
Yep.
Whoa! Right?
Yeah,
exactly. So awesome. I'm so happy for you. And Jonathan, you look like boyishly happy, I've got to say. Like, you look like you've lost 10 years. Yeah. Do you guys see it? I mean, we have, you know, you've had a lot of things to attend to. I know you haven't been able to make it to the calls all the time live, but you look like you've lost 10 years.
Yeah.
I am not surprised that this happened last night, because you were also bringing you to the table. And this is a whole new you of possibility of what's opening. You guys all hear it, right? I mean, there's like smiles all around the room and cheers. You know, it's true, Jonathan.
Yeah, thank you. No, I really appreciate it. It really means a lot to me. And I'm, you know, I'm super happy that I'm able to join in person finally. You know, I've been, as I said, it's been a tough 2 or 3 months recently, just trying to balance the demands that are being made of me at work, knowing especially that I don't want to be there.
And look, wait, before you say anything else, can you see how his face changed? Even like, I'm so looking forward to July 15th for you, you know, like all of that and many, many stories behind that and what happens to your energy when you go there, right? And even just in, you know, understandably talking about it just for a minute. So then I wanted to hear you fully. And then the rest of what you wanted to say?
No, and it's just, you know, it feels great to be able to share these stories with you. And, you know, because I think that's one of the things that's so cathartic about being able to talk about these experiences, taking the time to appreciate them and share them is what gives them even greater presence, you know, for me in my life. So thank you to you all for creating this forum that we can do that.
Yay, fantastic. So happy for you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. And man, July 15th, I'm just going to be doing a happy dance for you. Really, truly. Don't forget to post something at least.
Slack. I'm going to post. Slack is going to get a bunch of little posts from videos or whatever. Yeah.
Yay.
Yes, absolutely.
You can even, you know, here's me thinking, you know, thinking ahead already. It's like, well, here's a random thing. I'm going to post it over here, you know, because it's a random, you know, celebration of what, you know, whatever. And then what does this have to do with the program? I'm ready to move forward in the program because have I mentioned yet? You know, I'm just like, go for it. Have at her, you know, okay. You know, she's a win. Oh, obviously it goes in the win channel, you know, so right. It's not usually that you're going to want to post in different channels, but this is really big. So, you know, you can go ahead and make it random, okay. Post the win and then make something relate to the program. You know, just, it's really, really big. I just, all that's all I'm trying to say. So I'm so, so happy for you. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you for sharing about your friends. Really fantastic. All right. Anything else yet, Diane? Go ahead. I love these wins are rolling. Thank you. Beautiful.
I had a great talk with Dawn this week.
Yay!
Such a blessing, this beautiful lady. And she has offered to help me with the program as far as answering questions from the people who will be in it regarding like relationships and communication. So I'm so blessed for that. And I was writing a list of all the things I want to include in the program to make sure that they get really good value for what they pay. And one of the lists was suggested books to read, because there's so many books out there that people aren't aware of. So we started working through this list, and she had said like the book, The Dance of Anger. And I said, well, I've got The Dance of Intimacy. And we talked about like the five love languages, the five languages of apology, some of like the four affirmations. So I've already got a great list started to be able to offer to people in my program to hopefully help them to expand their mind as well. And of course, Science for Getting Rich is on there too. So
yay. Oh, Diane, I'm so happy to hear this. You starting to, Dawn, amazing soul. I'm so happy that you are connected and you're, you know, she's helping you. I'm sure you are helping each other out, you know, fantastic. And then also that you are starting to see more of what's lying around in your shop room floor. Oh, this is so good. More to come with the High Ticket Virtual Retreat. Some pieces to come up today a little bit, perhaps, but especially deep dive in July. I'm just so, so happy for you about this. Thank you. Fantastic. You guys are brimming with wins. Anything else wanting to be shared? Like, what a great gathering. Heidi, go ahead.
Heidi, I'm getting emotional.
And just stop there. It's like, no, there's no, oh no. It's a beautiful capacity in you to feel, to be present, to actually let yourself be and witness what's going on for yourself. There isn't some quota of tears that's allowed. I'm sorry, you've already had, I mean, I don't know, Marie, how many tears have been shed over the last, you know, more than a decade, right? You know? There isn't a quota, right? There's a quota. Is let yourself be in that. There's no apology. There's no quota. It's perfect because you feel so deeply, right?
Yes.
You have to put a stopper in that.
Thank you. Thank you for that. It's been a win of a month. My uncle passed away in San Diego, which is across the country. I'm in New Jersey, and it's been a lot. And I was there twice, first to see him before he died, and then take care of the house the second time, get things ready to clear. And the win has to do with, I know I showed up and I did what was right out of love and commitment. And I feel proud of that for myself. And at the same time, something had come up that I was making mean all kinds of things. I was telling myself all kinds of stories, which was the will, as it turned out, was not what I had thought it might be. And instead of it being something that would really make a huge impact on my life and be a safety net for Ethan, it will be a beautiful gift and it won't be a game changer. And other family involved, and the part that I wrote the biggest story about was that there was not a sentence, a word of appreciation. Thank you for stepping up when no one else would. And that was painful. And I let it affect me as if I didn't matter. Mm-hmm. And it was a harsh thing to say to myself. The win was moving through that feeling. And the anger and sadness and all that, and choosing instead to stand in the gratitude of myself, of how I did show up. I wouldn't have changed a thing if I knew one thing or another. I did what I felt was right in the loving way. And I also now truly am standing in the gratitude of the gift that is, and releasing what it's not. And that it's not a safety cushion, and it's not a what, it's not, and let it go.
Heidi, so beautiful. And you know, our journeys are not the same, but I want to say, trust me, I hear you. Do you know? Yvonne was just on a call with me earlier today. These are hard things. This is hard. This is really hard. And, but just like what Marie was showing so beautifully in like parallel in what you're sharing here, finding the gift and what is it that I want to release and what do I want to still embrace? This is setting up, like, you guys, it's like you've looked ahead in my notes and are energetically setting us up for exactly where we're headed. So just so proud of you for finding that way through in a challenging situation. So grateful to you for sharing this. And you know, what if we could all do this always when stuff happens, because stuff happens, and find that high road through? And what if our companies were built on that? That's the foundation, that's the structure, you know, not to mention our lives. So Heidi, thank you for being that, for doing that, for modeling that. And just like with Marie, those would be easy words just to spout out, but there's no mistaking it. These are words that come from a deep place. Y'all feel that? These come from deep inside you. These are earned in the sense of cellular, that they're not just lip service to something. It's easy to see how deeply you have worked to find that in yourself. And then the gift of your presence in others' lives here in this community, the people you serve, the people who are part of your life, like that's the person that they get to be around, you know? That's amazing. That's amazing and so beautiful. That's what, you know, I mean, it's just two small words. I say big self, but what is that to enact that, to be that? And thank you for showing us that. That's, thank you. Beautiful, beautiful. And yes, what you're releasing, what you're grateful for, this is very much how we want to both form our next quarter and what we want to do for the last quarter, not to mention our lives, you know? These things that we learn, they're going to be for our businesses, but always for our lives. So again, huge thank you for showing us, for sharing that with us, and for letting yourself also feel it, not needing to put that stopper on, for hearing what I was saying about that. Thank you. Beautiful. All right. Wow, you guys are brimming. Anything else wanting to be shared before we go on to the next segment? You've energetically set this up so beautifully. I'm awestruck. But I am and I'm not. It's you guys, you know, it's you. So no wonder, right? All right, really good. I'm going to do another little mini recording here. So that was announcements and wins. Wow. Ton rolling in that. Thank you.